The warm summer has certainly heightened the risks around POMs affecting juvenile oysters in Tasmania. Ian and Cassie Melrose at Dolphin Sands on the East Coast have so far managed to avoid any stock losses due to Pacific Oyster Mortality Syndrome. They're taking extra precautions, though, adding more chill space to keep their fresh and maturing oysters cool when the virus is most active.
We've managed the stock slightly different since POMS 2016. We use cool rooms more extensively for all of our stock. When they come on shore and they're handled, then they go into a cool room before they're then put out to sea.
When was this strategy implemented, this approach to cooling?
Strangely enough, around about the same time when we started the shop, we had sale stock with one cool room, and then we integrated it into the remaining stock on the farm.
What gave you the idea that cooling would make a difference, that would safeguard you potentially against getting POMs here?
It was really just a theory, but we saw that the oyster was healthier.
How so?
It wasn't as stressed. They can go fairly pale when you put them back into the water. You can see that the oyster has a mark on the shell. The other aspect that we've done is use our deep water in Great Oyster Bay, which is 10 metres deep, and we've probably used that a lot more extensively through the summer months.
How much has Great Oyster Bay warmed over the summer period?
Well, since 2016, we haven't seen those temperatures like that again, which is great. We're probably peaking at the moment at 20 degrees. I wouldn't expect it to be any more than that.
Is that encouraging for you?
Yeah, it's great. So the deep water is obviously cyclical, and 2016 we got up to 23, 24 at the surface. So if those temperatures don't arise again, hopefully we can keep POMs at bay.
Reflecting on the season so far, how has production been?
It's been great. Yeah, we've managed to keep the shop happy with enough stock for the summer, and bear in mind we've doubled our sales for this year, which is fantastic with all the visitors to Tasmania. I think the Great Eastern Drive has been a huge benefit. People see it as visitors, as a destination.
A couple of days we've actually closed due to the severe fire risk for our area. We're in a very vulnerable location. We only have one road in, and there is no escape route if that road is closed. So we decided for those reasons we would close on those days. It kind of correlates when the Fresno National Park closes. That kind of triggers us to go, yeah, well, if those guys are doing it, it's probably wise that we do it as well. We were really lucky in our community in Dolphin Sands. The TFS assigned a community development officer, Leslie King, and she came and did a couple of pop-up days here where she put up a little tent and had brochures and lots of information for residents and businesses. Her main aim was to get some Airbnb people on board about fire risk in the area. So it was a two-year program. It was really good. It was called Bushfire Ready Neighbourhood, and it was just getting properties prepared for the fire risk in our area.
Have you lost much business because you've had to close on those times that have really correlated with a weekend?
Yeah, we closed the Friday before the Australia Day long weekend. That would have been a boom of a day for us, so definitely would have lost a lot of revenue from that. We kept our shucking room open and did our restaurant orders, so we were in the nice, cool air conditioning shucking oysters, but yeah, we definitely will feel a loss from it. But for us living on the property on site with young kids, we don't need the distraction of 60 visitors as well to try and get out of a fire danger. So I guess the loss is very absorbable when you can see what benefits it would be if the catastrophe happened.
You might have missed out on that pre-Australia Day market, but you've managed to cash in on the Chinese New Year.
The Chinese New Year this year has been massive for us. We've been lucky enough to employ a Taiwanese girl who's very fluent in Chinese, so that's been very helpful. And she's helped me do some promotion for it as well. Like, she teaching me that the Chinese love gifts, so we're giving a gift with every oyster sold. It's just a lovely little postcard, but they treasure it, so we're learning lots from her. It's been a really good Chinese New Year.
And do they like to have their oysters served in a particular way?
Well, apparently they like silver cutlery, which unfortunately we use bamboo forks, so maybe we'll have to invest. It's great. Amy can tell us what they're saying now. So we're learning more about our customers, yes.
Have you seen a growth in that market?
It's really hard. We are growing as a business and our name is getting more out there. We're getting onto more maps. So I think it's a growth of our business that would naturally occur. But I do think there's more visitors in the area. The Great Eastern Drive's just been an amazing investment from the government. The roads are getting investment as well, improvements, which we all know need. Yeah, it's just, I think it's a little boom time.
Cassie and Ian Melrose from the Melshell Oyster Shack at Dolphin Sands talking there to our reporter, Larissa Smith.